When we moved from Aruba to Sweden, we weren't really sure what to do with our home in Aruba. We didn't want to sell the space that had so many memories and offered us a place to stay when we returned to the island. But what else could we do after moving internationally? That's when my husband came up with a brilliant plan. We can become hosts on Airbnb. The process of getting our property on Airbnb was so easy. We were able to ask other hosts for tips and got a lot of great feedback. And Airbnb is really flexible. You just choose the dates you want to host. So if you don't have a full-time rental property like us, that's perfect too. We all know the cost of living is excessive right now, so you can get more out of your space when you host on Airbnb. The added income has been so important for my family and has given my husband a project to manage that he genuinely enjoys. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. Happy Tuesday, everyone, and welcome back to Yoga Girl Daily. It is Tune In Tuesday today, which means it's time for us to journal a little bit and to go deeper on this journey of getting to know ourselves better. Now, it is Scorpio season, and a big theme for Scorpio season is uncovering what has been left in the dark. Especially this week, with it being after Halloween and Day of the Dead, I feel like that veil between the living and the dead is a little bit thinner right now, but also the veil between our past and our present. So I want to take a moment for us right now to contemplate and get a little bit of clarity, hopefully, around a painful experience. This could be an old trauma. It could be a painful relationship. It could be a loss. It can be something that you struggled with at some point in your life, something big, something small. You're going to decide, of course, which area you want to focus on and go deeper into. But a painful experience from your past that you feel is all of a sudden rearing its head in your life now. And how this works, for me at least in my own personal experience, I've found that when I've had a painful thing or a wound of some kind from my past that all of a sudden feels ready to be healed, I will start to think about that experience a lot all of a sudden, or I will be reminded of that experience a ton all of a sudden, or I'll find little signs and little synchronicities that somehow align to bring the energy of that wound into the present moment. And I think this is how life works when we finally get to that point of being ready to heal something major. It's almost like that wound that we've kept hidden for a long time suddenly becomes manageable. And all of a sudden we find ourselves thinking about, maybe talking about this thing that happened to us long ago. And I want to take the opportunity today for us to just get some clarity around what this past wound or past painful experience might be for us. Because chances are your past is speaking to you a little bit louder these days. And maybe it is because you are ready for something to finally heal. I have tons of resources in my daily toolbox of self-care, but the ones I absolutely cannot go without are my supplements from Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies in the world, and it's so refreshing to see a health and wellness brand only use clean, premium ingredients in its formulas. No seed oils, no fillers, no additives, no natural flavors, and no artificial ingredients. Since taking their products, I have noticed I have so much more energy. Even though I haven't been sleeping that well because my baby doesn't sleep so good, I still feel refreshed when I wake up in the morning. And I think it's because I take the Symbiotica sleep formula every day. And not only this, the Symbiotica supplements are the best taking supplements I have ever had. The Symbiotica sleep formula actually tastes so good. It has a cacao flavor, which makes me really excited to take it every evening. This year is your year. Are you ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use the code DAILY for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. So, a painful experience I have been thinking a lot about lately is. A painful experience I have been thinking a lot about lately is. Just journal on this for a little bit, maybe 10 or 15 minutes, and see what comes up. Because maybe you have been dreaming about a past experience, or you've had something a little bit hidden in your subconscious a lot, and it's wanting to have some fresh air right now. It's wanting to be brought to light. the heavy things from our past that we keep hidden in the dark, and sometimes we just have to keep them there because it feels too overwhelming to unpack. But things we keep in the dark for too long start to fester and become really, really, really heavy. So chances are that that thing that you've been thinking about lately, or that person that all of a sudden is on your mind a lot lately, or all those signs that you feel like you've been receiving from the universe reminding you of that thing that happened in your past, chances are all of that is happening right now because you're meant to be looking at it from a different angle, or maybe just meant to breathe some fresh air into that old painful experience by journaling about it now, by getting some clarity about it now, maybe by talking about it now. Whether that is opening up about this topic or this area of your life with your therapist, with your best friend, with your partner, with your person, or just taking a moment to yourself to journal about this experience so that we can make it more manageable, right? So a painful experience I have been thinking a lot about lately is, see where that journaling prompt takes you. If it takes you into something that happened very recently or something that happened in childhood, don't be scared to actually write and talk about the hard things that have come your way, especially if the universe is giving you a lot of signs that maybe you're ready to do that now. So of course, you'll stay within what feels comfortable for you, but trusting that this, meaning you listening to this podcast right now, could be another sign that you're ready to go into something that you haven't felt ready to do before. By talking about our pain, by writing about our pain, by sharing that pain with other people, we are also able to process that pain and actually transmute and alchemize the feelings that we felt and are still feeling today about that painful thing that came our way. So trusting that now is a good time to just explore and get a little bit of clarity around what it is from your past that is surfacing in your life now. A painful experience I have been thinking a lot about lately is. Let's see where this prompt takes us. Have a beautiful rest of the day. Yoga Girl Daily will be back tomorrow.